Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm gonna go find her.
Yes, I believe it's that time. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It is Friday. It is Freaky Friday. And most of all, it is time for the adult conversation with your man, Mr. Direct. Please pardon me. Please excuse me just a little bit. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm still here. I'm still here to keep you guys moving and grooving. It is Freaky Friday, like only your man, Mr. Direct, can bring you Freaky Friday. We're going to have some fun. And if you guys do not see, but you see, she is mislabeled. You got to be kidding me. I got all the other labels right except for the one opening up. She has been here before. She's back here to hang with us. Comedian Muffy is her name. Comedian Muffy, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Direct. It's Comedian Muffy. I'm super excited to be back, and I'm glad to be here tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, I'm more than happy to have you here. As a matter of fact, I do apologize that you're tag was not done the right way.
That's
please
all right.
Forgive me.
I can let the viewers know I'm Comedian Muffy. I have a goal.
I changed it.
Me.
I changed it on the fly.
You changed it? All right.
Changed
good,
it on the fly.
Good.
Someone's going to give me credit. Say, yo, he changed it on the fly.
Yes.
I'm good with that. So as well, first of all, thank you guys so much for joining us. There you go. I had to put the camera on me. I'm having like the weirdest, most, people need to stop playing.
What?
Okay, people need to stop playing. I went to go get coffee the other day, and when I went to go get coffee, this lady parked right next to me and turned her lady guy don't know who it is. Literally, you know, like they give you lanes, they give you markers. Mm-hmm. Stay in your damn lane. This person crossed over the lane next to it. Now I don't know if y'all know or not, but you don't mess with black people in their Cadillacs.
Oh.
So it was literally right next, like in the next lane over. I'm lucky that I'm a 205 pound svelte, okay? A svelte 205 pounds. If I was like 210,
yeah.
Hell, if I was 208, that extra 3 pounds, I wouldn't have been able to squeeze my fat ass into my car, right? Who parks like that?
Like,
crazy. Literally, my car was like this. If you guys looking in the camera, my car was like this, and the other car was like this. Who parks like that? Right? And I blasted them. I put it on Facebook Live.
Good.
And then when I put them on Facebook Live, I put their license plate on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put your license, good.
People need to stop playing. Stop playing.
Stop playing with
That's my
direct.
New thing. People need to stop playing. Stop playing. That's my new thing. People need to stop playing. For those of you at home watching, stop playing. We're not playing with y'all no more. Y'all need to learn how to park your car. Y'all need to know what you guys are doing. By the way, just in case you guys didn't know, we also have, you hear her voice over here. Her name is Comedian Muffy. Muffy.
Hello.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to
it's
see you.
It's great to be here. It's great.
Glad to see you. What's going on with you? How are you doing?
I'm great. You know what, viewers? I have a GoFundMe. I'm getting ready to go to my next prison. I am a comedian.
She said the next prison.
I perform in U.S. prisons and jails.
Okay.
So I have a GoFundMe. I need $900. I'd like to get it today.
Oh, you trying to get the money today?
So yes. I'm going to go to a federal prison. I'm going to perform for 100 men and women. I'm also giving them a copy of my inspirational book.
Oh, you trying to hit the users up for money right away?
Right away.
There's like no like, hey, let's take time to think about it. Like, you just trying to get your money now?
Have time. Look, if you're incarcerated, you've got all the time in the world. If you're on the outside, you can. I don't want you to pay it forward because that would mean that you're going to jail. But you can give back and think about others.
Wow!
So I would like $900 from our viewers and my GoFundMe tonight.
I don't know what to say to that,
hilarious.
Muffy. I'm a little hurt, but also I gotta introduce everyone else. We have a special guest in here. He doesn't want his lower thirds or anything, but he said, listen, make sure just my picture's up there. His name is Brody with the bald-ass head. What's going on, Brody?
What up, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. I'm tripping with Muffy.
You guys have a good rapport already.
She is hilarious, man.
I like that.
She is legit hilarious.
I enjoy the fact that you guys have a good rapport with each other. And I know you and your bald ass head and Muffy and her, like, always wanting to talk shit about people in prisons because you've been to prison enough times. Y'all should have a lot to discuss over here. There should be a whole lot of discussion going on over here. Okay. Listen, during break, just let her know. Is it jelly or syrup? Just let her know. Just let her know. We gonna move on.
Hey, free El Chapo, man. Free El Chapo.
We have some special guests over here, just so you guys know as well. And they're sitting over in Studio B. Mm. And there they go right there. We've got Tanya. It's Tanya Lewis, right?
That's right.
And we've got Jitten. Jitten, how do you say your last name?
It's Naughty L.
Naughty like, L.
Yes.
Okay, so we got Tanya and we got Tanya Lewis and Jinten Naughty L.
Yes.
So Naughty is kind of like the beginning of your name.
Yes. It's like Naughty Al.
Naughty Al. Okay. Yes. So
by
we
nature?
Gotta figure out how to make it.
Hmm? Naughty by nature.
Naughty by nature. Don't That's make fun up. Of his name.
I'm not. That is a rap group with a strong following.
I'll agree with you.
L is about to have a strong following.
Listen, I will agree with you on that one. So Jinten, tell people a little bit about yourself. Like, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm here doing one of my favorite things, drinking and talking. And I'm a comic. I'm an Indian comic. It's like being a stripper. We both cannot tell our parents what we do, basically. So, yeah, I'm just having a good time, looking forward for some interesting topics and your insight towards these topics.
That's good. Which did any of the articles kind of strike you? Any of them hit you like, ooh, I like that one?
Well, the most amazing one was that the cheating is emotional. I like that one.
Did you?
Yes.
Do you agree that it's emotional?
It's bullshit. I wish my wife was that dumb. But she's not. This guy is buying her BMWs and everything and fucking her probably. And it's like emotional. It's like you have to be really, really Forrest Gumpish to believe that kind of shit.
You know what's better than anything of what Jitten's saying right now? Just watching the look on Tanya's face, because I'm back here just like editing the screen. Tanya's like, oh, so we're on this shit right now. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Jitten, thank you so much. By the way, if you guys didn't know, also joining us in Studio B. Did I A or B? I forget which one I call it. It changes all the time. We have comedian Tanya Lewis, who I really don't think she's a comedian, but she says she is. I don't know. We enjoy having different people on here. So she came all the way from Rockland County, which makes me feel like shit, but she's here.
Welcome.
I like that. I'm an imposter comedian. That's right.
I didn't call you an imposter.
I only tell jokes every other day. Take the other days off. But yeah, I am a comic. Sure. That's what I do with my time.
And how are you, and what's going on with you? What do you have going on in your life right now?
Oh, besides debt, let's see.
I think we all have debt.
Yeah, then you're on the right track of doing comedy professionally. I got some shows coming up. I produce some shows. I travel. If I'm not sleeping, I'm doing comedy.
That's good stuff. How many times a week do you perform?
Oh, I guess 5 or 6 times.
Wonderful.
It, multiple times in one night, or is it usually one shot a night?
Oh, I'm a woman. I can't have multiple anymore. That's maybe 20 years ago. Like, no longer multiple. One and I'm done. Yeah. That's why
Is it a tap out? At that point, is it a tap out?
Right. Well, that's why I really...
You should have got yours. I got mine. Get the hell out of here.
One's I identified not bad. With the dry vagina article. I think, Jesus. You know, it's not so much marijuana that dries me out. It's more like, you know, climate change.
Climate change. That's funny.
If you guys are not listening to this right now, we have so much we're going to talk about. First of all, one of the first things we got to get into, which I know you guys are going to enjoy, trust me on this one. We're going to talk about the fact that cheating, John Gray had an affair, and according to the affair, it was more emotional. He said it was emotional, but there's a lot more to the emotion than what he said. There's a whole lot more going to it. And we want to discuss this. We're all adults in here. We're all over 35.
Right.
I don't think anyone here is under 35. As well, we want to talk about the woman wins child support from her ex-husband for her 50-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, get the entire fuck out of here.
Yo, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about it.
And as Tanya was talking about, she said it wasn't the marijuana that dried her vagina. Climate change. But we're going to talk about smoking weed might be drying up vaginas. I really want to talk about that because you ever notice they always tell you the stuff that you eat is bad for you these days, right?
Right.
Everything. You put too much chicken is bad for you. Too much beef is bad for you. You know what? Anything that you can put in your mouth, they say it's too bad for you. You know what they don't tell you is bad for you? Dick.
Oh, dick.
They put articles out to tell you that giving blowjobs helps cure depression for women. So on one hand, the marijuana is drying up your vagina, but hey, suck some dick. It'll cure your depression. I'm just saying, there are articles out there that say this.
I don't know about women, but it'll definitely cure some depression for men.
See, why you gotta go there? We'll talk about that in a second. And as well, in New York City, there's this hot millennial place, okay? It's this hot millennial, inside New York City's hot millennial only club.
It's a sex club,
but it's millennials. Right. You got to be bisexual. You got to be good looking according to the panel. Mm-hmm. You got to be good looking to the panel. All the people have to be bisexual and they have to be, what is it, under 30?
Under 30, 35.
Wow. Under 30, 35. Yeah. They have to be millennials.
Wow.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Some shit.
Wow.
And they have a wait list.
They got a wait list because they're not approving everyone.
Which I said, that's a good business opportunity right there.
It is. Well, Jenton, what did you think about that? What did you think about that one?
Well, I'm not good looking, so I'll not make it.
Y'all killing me tonight.
What, you wouldn't get picked.
And I'll be bisexual by the age of 50, I guess. Yeah. Then I'll say bye to sex.
If you're bisexual, bye sex.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen to me. It's an Indian's wet dream, the sex clubs.
Yeah.
Because we'll never go there. Until and unless you Americans want to outsource that job to Indians.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to do that.
No.
You don't think so?
Keep that one at home.
Yeah, we might just hang around the club and look at the white girls. That's the best we can do.
Go home and masturbate.
We're really harmed. We'll not even do that because we are on work visas.
Yeah.
And we'll get into jail for that. So we'll just stare.
Tanya, I'm trying to analyze what's going on with your face while he's saying this shit. Because you're just like, okay.
Oh, I'm just being very attentive. I'm just taking it all in.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I have no problem.
That's what she said.
That's what he said.
I have no problem. I'm just taking it all in. Okay.
Yep.
I told you, that's what she said.
we're just going to be going on that.
This show is
going
to be off the chain today.
I see it already.
This show is going to be off the chain.
I'm going to let it roll.
So,
Tanya, what did you think about the
sex club?
What did you think about that?
I wouldn't want to take my clothes on and off that much. So I'm not getting on that line. I don't think it's a new concept. I think it's a very old idea.
Mm. Yep.
Well, okay. And I like that you said
we saw that Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise. It was something like that.
Yeah, but that's for the elite. Yeah. Mm. This one is supposed to be, you know, it's a new spin on an old idea.
That's true.
I don't know what's so new about the fact that they're excluding people from being able to enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't like that at all. It kind of turned me off to that guy. And he's supposed to come from a religious background. Well, actually, that's also kind of exclusion.
I mean, does...
You know, I don't know about you guys, but I always enjoy my conversation with Jehovah's Witnesses.
You know? Did I ever tell you guys about the time... Did I ever tell you about the time I answered the door butt naked with Jehovah's Witnesses?
Butt naked?
Butt-ass naked.
Wow.
Scratching my stomach. You know that? You ever see the movies?
Like a bear does?
When a guy's answering and he's scratching his stomach? I just answered the door like, how can I help you?
Oh.
No, it's all this fun,
bro,
man.
I would have passed out. I would have passed out laughing.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, here's my thing. I get what you're talking about. I get that you're just trying to, you're trying to shed light on a situation with us. You're trying to bring us to the light. But at the same time, don't be knocking on my door. You don't know what the hell I'm doing that early in the morning.
True.
That's the whole key to it. They want to grab your attention that early in the morning because generally,
okay, you know what they can
you know, man,
grab these nuts.
Just grab these nuts, exactly.
Because I'm not going to not answer the door, but I'm grateful I live
it's
in a complex.
Your house. Yeah, it's your house. You do what you want in your house.
I'm grateful that I live in a complex because you know what? Them mother fathers don't come to my door.
You know, I have an incident. You know, this guy showed up at my house, Jehovah's Witnesses, and I just look forward to meet them, and especially when I'm day drinking during the weekends and they show up unannounced. Hey. So I opened the door. This guy said, "Sir, do you want me to introduce Jesus to you?" I said, "Sure." And for $200, I would let him touch me as well. And I did not see that guy again.
Have you been drinking again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bourbon.
Hey, he said he's a day drinker.
Yeah.
I'm officially okay. Let's give it up to Jitten.
Jitten is hey.
I think that Jehovah's Witnesses, it wouldn't be so bad if they brought cookies instead of Bibles, you know?
Right?
Man, I can have like several hours of conversation with them. I'm like, you know, I thank God every day for making me an atheist. And I'll just like bust their balls all the time.
Here's something to think about real quick. Here's something to really think about. Prince was a Jehovah's Witness. Prince was a Jehovah's. Imagine Prince.
So was Michael Jackson.
Are you Michael Jackson ain't coming to your door. Right. Prince.
No, Michael Jackson was sex offender.
He wasn't an acting. He wasn't an actor.
No, Prince was an active. Yeah. So imagine Prince coming to your door. Are you ready to discover Jesus?
Wow.
Because Prince had that deep voice.
But he wasn't active all the time. No,
to get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.
Yeah, he was still,
There are stories in Minnesota of him coming to people's doors and are you ready for the coming of Jehovah?
Wow.
Now, personally, Brody with the bald ass head, I don't know. I personally don't know if I'm ready to see some little leprechaun with a right wrap around his head.
Listen.
Are you ready? And he's wearing heels.
My man.
And he's still a midget.
If people can be allowed.
A little person. You know, I want to be offensive.
Well, yeah. You don't want to be offensive.
Yeah, you can't say midget. You can't say that.
That is kind of wrong, though.
I look down and I'm like, dude, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying. But in the world of Jehovah, he was Brother Nelson.
Oh.
He didn't want to be called Prince. He wanted to be called.
Of course.
It was Roger Nelson or something like.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Yeah, he wanted to be called by his proper name. He didn't want to be called the artist formerly. Like, how do you introduce yourself at the door? Because they do introduce themselves.
Yeah.
If you get into a conversation.
Right.
How can I talk to you? I'm the artist formerly known as Prince.
Jesus is calling. That's what they said. And see, if people can be allowed to be Scientologists, Jehovah's Witnesses are 1,000 times better than them. You just cannot be Scientologist.
Scientology, man, that's a whole.
You know what? I was with my wife in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we went to the Scientology church.
What is with the St. Paul, Minnesota, like the Minnesota connection in here?
Yeah.
Tanya, have you ever been to
of course.
Because there's a huge Scientology church there.
They're in a lot of places.
And I went in and I took the test, and my wife's result came out that she's a cold-blooded murderer, and mine came out like he's a genius.
They hook you up to the E-meter, huh?
My balance was like amazing, and there were two more of my friends. They both failed the test, and I was the only one who won with flying colors. And I was like, suck
were you
it
drunk?
Up, bitches.
Wow.
Well, I think it just measures your pulse. I think that it doesn't do anything.
No, it's shit.
Absolutely nothing.
It's shit. I'm just a sociopath. That's why I won.
Had you been drinking?
Yep, since 11 a.m.
You were drinking since 11 a.m.?
That day as well. Yes, it was
a
weekend.
That's funny.
Wow. So, if...
It makes my wife look better.
In essence of it, should people be offended that it is it's a millennial only? Because I'm like, as a guy like me, I can like when I was younger, I could appreciate older women. So if you're in it for the sexual experience, why would you not want older, attractive people? I can kind of get the attractive thing, but attraction is perspective.
Yeah,
and it's all based on perspective.
And beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, Jitten.
I once dated an older lady, you know,
and
all my Indian friends, they always wanted to know if I'm willing to share her.
What?
Yeah. And they're always asking me how old is she. I never told her age to them, but I just gave them a hint that she has dimples on her boobs.
Oh, but you know, women should not tell their age.
They should.
No, she was in her early thousands, I guess.
They should tell their age.
Women should not tell their age.
Why not?
Why not?
It's not polite.
This is so strange. Age is just a number when it's 40, but when it's 13,
two things now. We want to know about the first one.
What's the question, Brody?
Why shouldn't they tell their age?
Why should somebody ask? It's nobody's business.
Yeah, okay, you're not going to answer the question.
What's your question?
The question is, why shouldn't they tell their age?
Oh, why should they? Because women are branded.
Oh, she said
they're what?
Women are branded.
And like
at a certain
cows?
Point, they are eliminated from society in a sexual way. That's why.
I agree. After age?
So if you can like disguise your age for as long as possible, you might win in this society.
Are you serious?
But I think if they want to be equal and in this world, I think they should be themselves because that is the only way going forward. And they should just embrace themselves.
Oh,
they're beautiful. They're pretty.
I don't think this culture is about being yourself at all.
Yes. I just like I never understood with the hiding the age. I just like just age gracefully. No problem.
What does that mean? Age gracefully? If you're gonna age, you're gonna age. What?
Yeah. I mean,
no.
That means like you don't have to lie about it. You don't have to lie about it. You don't have to hide it. You don't owe anything to anyone. Just say whatever you want to say.
However, let's look at it like this, because in a bigger picture. Like, what you're talking about is why wouldn't a woman, but as women mature, they get better at sex anyway.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't they want to let
that's a falsehood.
Know? Why wouldn't they want to let somebody know, like, yo?
That's a falsehood.
That's what's up.
That's not true all the time that they get better. That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
That's not true.
I think that's about a woman embracing her sexuality. And a lot of women still, I wrote about that the other day.
You did write about
that. I think a lot of women still don't embrace their sexuality.
I give you that. You said that they get better with age. I said that's not true.
That's not true.
That's partially true.
Partially.
Women, that's true.
Partially.
There's less drama.
Depends. We could go out and take a poll. Thing.
Or they can get this poll, one or the other.
We can go to a place where there are polls.
I didn't say that, ladies and gentlemen. Brody with the bald-ass head.
Or they can get this poll.
Brody with the bald-ass head is the motherfucker that said that.
Yeah.
The
they get this poll. Yeah.
Just so you know. So, okay. So going back to this whole entire millennial thing, which I'm still disgusted about.
I think that everyone can get offended by something, man. So,
yeah.
To me, you know... A lot of people didn't know this, but back in the day, there was a club in Memphis that people used to go and get naked in and have sex on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a place like that in Minnesota.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
they had all ages.
That was a Church of Scientology.
So, I mean, if they want to, you know, some people can look at that as discrimination. I don't give a damn.
Man,
I have no interest in going.
These days.
None?
Zero.
Why?
First of all, I'm not bisexual. Second of all, anybody under 30 is dumb as fuck. In most cases.
You guys heard that straight from Brody with the bald-ass head.
I mean, they don't know shit.
Breaking news.
Exactly. Breaking news.
They're just moving out of mom and dad's house. They don't know shit. They can barely put a freaking power bill in their fucking name.
Yeah,
get the hell out of here.
That's why they need to have this sex party.
Yeah.
They don't have their own apartments.
I don't understand what's the purpose of sex party anyway. They've been
You also have to meet a certain level of income level.
Really?
Yeah. Like reading into it, you have to be at like that. You have to be considered an up and coming.
I think it's the adrenaline.
Like if you read, if you go
by doing these forbidden things.
How about if you find out somebody got hella money with no sex game?
Well, I mean,
you can't buy a sex game. You can change your body and all that other shit, and you still don't know how to work your dick. and you can't even do fucking Kegels. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Take your ass to fucking training.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, that is Brody. That is Brody with the bald ass.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. I'm just saying, man.
Pearls of wisdom from Brody.
I mean, they may have some experience. They've been fucking since junior high because, you know, these kids nowadays come out fucking at age 9.
It's the milk.
Again,
you could put a lot of shit in your mouth these days, but it ain't all good for you.
Hey, you got it. Should have been the milk. Point.
You don't want to talk
valid
about
point.
The milk thing. I don't want to get into the whole milk discussion right now.
Right, yes, not.
I had to go into, I had to like figure out how to like buy the right milk that'll work with me right now. Because I was buying shit from Quick Check and the shit. I was buying from a local grocer and it kept going bad after like a week. Like literally a week.
What kind of milk?
Just regular milk that you would go to the store and buy.
Wow.
And then I ended up having to buy like organic milk, which will last for like a month.
You know what you should have bought?
What?
A six pack.
But you know what? I don't think the idea lasts long, to be honest with you.
You don't?
Nope.
Well, they're gonna get old.
No, I mean, I don't think the idea that they can the first batch of 20 or 30 year olds will become 31 at some point, and the shit is gonna get played out.
Well, my thing is they're gonna get old, and as they get old, what are they gonna do? Keep changing the criteria for you to qualify to get into the club?
No, they can keep the criteria the same. You have to be under 30, so everyone that turns 31 can come. All right, fine. But the idea of it, I'm talking about strictly the idea, I guarantee you it'll play out in less than 5 years.
You think? What did you say, Tanya?
We got a question back here.
Jen, what's going on? I can't see anything, man.
See, this is the good part about having Indian parents is like if your milk goes bad, they will convert it into cottage cheese. So you'll not waste any.
This dude is hilarious,
I had seen my
man.
Mom doing it last year. The milk was bad. She just put it in the fennel, and she made cottage cheese. And at night, we fucking ate that food.
Oh, my God.
So there was no wastage.
Right.
In your case, you should have stuck with six-pack.
Or go to his mom's house next time.
Yeah, in India.
The food is fucking hilarious, man. Where'd you find that cat?
Yo, I have no words for Jitney at this
point. He is seriously funny, man.
No I have joke. No words for Jitten at this point. Jitten's just going in.
Jitten is,
I appreciate it though.
Yeah,
Jitten, you keep giving us service. I appreciate that.
Yeah. See, one of the reasons why I came to this show.
Oh.